It's Sunday morning and you're talking golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Well, welcome back to Talking Golf with Ann Liguori. How you doing this morning? The sun is out. It looks like it could be another gorgeous golf day. Hope you're on your way to the course or about to tee off and get back in time to watch the final round of the Travelers Championship this afternoon on CBS. You have Brendan Todd. He shot a 9 under 61 yesterday, a career low for him. He's at 18 under. He has a two-shot lead over Dustin Johnson. Johnson also shot a career low, 61. Nine birdies, no bogeys. There's a lot of low scoring going on. So let's see who's going to pull it out. Phil, he had a plus one yesterday. He's six shots back. Bryson DeChambeau shot a 65. He's five shots back. Len Matisse, who I think played the Travelers a long time ago. Len Matisse, two-time winner on the PGA Tour. He plays on the Champions Tour and has organized the Matisse Golf Tour. Welcome to Talking Golf, Len Matisse. Glad to have you on the show.
Thank you, Ann. Good to be with you, and it is an exciting day for Travelers. I probably played that event, I think, 10 times when I was on PGA Tour. I loved it because grew up in New York, so you know it was always nice to go play in Hartford because, you know, familiar surroundings playing up in that Northeast area.
That's right. You grew up on Long Island. And then you left Florida.
I did. I know. I live in Jacksonville now, Florida, but grew up in New York. So that bent grass, rolling hills, and TC River Highlands is a unique place because they have the front nine. The front nine holes are kind of flat, prairie type look, and then the back nine it gets really hilly with dog legs and some big lakes. So if people have ever watched that on TV, you've got water on 15, water on 16, water on 17, and then the stadium effect hole on 18. So it's a great place to go play.
It's a lot of fun, a lot of low scores every year. And, you know, it's a course where players, you can really be aggressive. You can score in. And it's usually the week after the U.S. Open, Len, as you know. And the players tend to enjoy, you know, the layout in which they can attack the pins and be more aggressive. It's not as penal as say, you know, the U.S. Open conditions with lightning fast greens or rough as, you know, as high as can be. You know what I'm saying? So they can go out on this course and really score, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's not as severe, and really nothing is as severe as a U.S. Open. So, and usually U.S. Opens are in that kind of the Northeast or Midwest area, so it's a nice, easy travel place to play. I'll tell you, TPC River Highlands is not that easy, and the scores are crazy low. I think the only thing that's jumping out is the greens are soft. So, but still, you know, it's a demanding layout, and for Brendan Todd to be 18 under, Dustin Johnson to be 16 under, it's really crazy. And then, you know, these guys, Mackenzie Hughes shot 60 the first day, 10 under par, right out of the gun to be 10 under. So I think anybody like Brendan Todd, 18 under, Dustin Johnson, 16 under, they're leading the way and they actually have control of the tournament. So if they go out and they shoot a five or six under, you know, one of them will win. But even like DeChambeau, you said, was five back, he can win. You know, look out. Nobody's talking about Kevin Streelman. Kevin Streelman is, even though he's from California, he won there in Hartford.
Yeah, he won there in 2014.
He loves it. So he loves that. He rolled off like six birdies to win that event. Things like that can happen. So he's three back, and he can easily go out and shoot a five or six under and win. So even though it's Brendan Todd's lead, you got people like DeChambeau and Kevin Na five back that they can actually win shooting a 65 round.
And look at Phil Mickelson. On Friday, he carded a 7-under 63 and was the leader after 36 holes. Yesterday, he shot a plus 171, which puts him six shots back. So, you know, it'll be interesting
to see.
It's possible. You can't rule him out, right?
It is. He's 12. Yep, he's 12 under. I mean, I think he shot 63 the first two rounds. Incredible. And, you know, so, you know, not his best yesterday, but there again, he could go out and shoot 8 under today. It's possible to do that. And, you know, to put a number up on the board, and it might do it. You know, it would be incredible for Phil. You know, 50 years old, he just turned 50, so to have a chance to win. So that's amazing.
How strange is it when you watch, you know, these first couple PGA Tour events, Len, to not see, you know, the galleries? Normally you'd see, you know, just tons of spectators around those water holes you were talking about earlier on the TPC River Highlands course. But, you know, we're watching it on TV, and these guys are just going out and doing their thing, and there's nobody out there but them.
I know. It's. I mean, even like when they played the tournament at Fort Worth Colonial a couple weeks ago, when players go out and play that 10th tee and the first tee and the 9th green, it's all very, you know, very close to the clubhouse, and it's packed with people. And the fact that, you know, no spectators yet, the players, I mean, it's okay. Like, you know, sure, the excitement would be there. It would be electric around, especially like that stadium effect with TPC River Highlands, with all the people that gather around 18. But players realize that's the current state right now. And, you know, scoring is, I mean, you know, players are going to play well whether there's a ton of people, some people, or no people. And, but hopefully soon enough, you know, spectators can come and enjoy the amazing golf. The players are ready to go. You know, they're feeling good. They've been working out. They've been practicing their game, and these scores show it.
So, Len, you're playing on the Champions Tour now, and the Champions Tour doesn't resume until, I think, the end of August, right?
Well, yeah, I'm now 52 playing Champions Tour. Our first event back is the Ally Challenge at actually what used to be a tour event at Warwick Hills in Michigan. And that is the last few days in July, a couple of days in August.
Oh, okay.
But there's only one other event in August, and then it doesn't kick back in until September, just because events have canceled on the schedule. So, you know, like this has been a long break on the Champions Tour. I mean, when everything shut down about mid-March, we won't start back until almost 1st of August. So it's a bunch of months that we haven't competed. But, you know, we know that it's a, you know, it's a very, very serious, strange time that we're all in right now.
Well, you've been very busy. You've organized the Matisse Golf Tour with your brother. So tell us about that.
Yeah, it's been exciting. So my two brothers are professional golfers, and myself with a friend of ours, Rick Eisenbeck, who his company is Leaderboard King. We all got together and said, you know, there might be a demand here in the northern part of Florida for a mini tour, a mini golf tour that, you know, helps players keep playing until they go out and try for that PGA Tour status or Korn Ferry status. So we put this tour together that we're having events now in June, and we'll have events in July and August. For players that, you know, like just out of college, they turn pro and they're like, what can I get in? What can I play in? So we're creating these 1 day and 2 day events. They put up a few $100s, and we're trying to get 30 or 40 players to come together, not only the pros, but even top amateurs. And because a lot of events have canceled, we're trying to create this place where players can come compete, test their game, and see what they've got. And it's been, you know, it's been a lot of fun. And like, my brothers are pros, I'm a pro, and when we started out, this is exactly where we tried to play, you know. And there's mini tours in Orlando and West Palm Beach, so we're trying to create one in northern Florida and give players a chance to compete.
So how has the turnout been so far?
Well, it's been light. We've only had, literally, we just started up 3 weeks ago. We had our first event, Marsh Landing Country Club, where we had only 10 players that came and played. But, you know, it's like, it's out here, you know, so we're brand new startup. And the thing that's unique for us is that it's not a money maker for us. We're not making any money on this. We give all the money back. So when players pay to play, we give all the money back. There's a course cost at the clubs, which obviously we try and keep that very low. And the courses have been great. So our next one on the schedule is July 6th at Amelia National, which is a great golf course, beautiful place. And Amelia Island's really pretty. And it's only in one day, but that's next on our schedule. And we're looking for 40 or 50 players. So again, top amateurs that want to compete against pros, even ladies. Ladies can play. You know, it's not just guys. Symetra Tour ladies, LPGA ladies, because those events haven't happened yet. So we could actually have ladies compete against guys, against amateurs, all for the top prize.
I love the fact that you have men and women playing together. That is
sure.
To me, it makes so much sense. To me, it's a no-brainer. But
well, yeah,
really,
why not? I mean, you know, the ladies play on about an average of 6,100 yards, so those will be the tees. The men play roughly 7,000 yards, and everybody teed up and go after it. You know, and that's why the game's so unique, that everybody, you know, we can play against each other at your appropriate tee. And even if you have a handicap, in tournaments you could have a handicap and, play against each other. And that's why the game's so great.
And they can test each other against, you know, the low handicap amateurs can test themselves against the pros. And I just love it. You just put everybody in the tournament and see what comes out. Fred Funk was there, right?
That's right.
Fred Funk played in your first event.
That's right. He played in our first event. We had some other Korn Ferry mini tour pros. Fred finished tied for second, and at our first event. And it's a unique thing, you know, where so we're trying to do things a little different. But why not? You know, why not have ladies and men play against each other and tee it up? I mean, that's the beautiful thing about golf. It doesn't matter about your name, what you look like, who you are. You go tee it up, and the score is a score. So we hope to get some traction, in July and August. And at least we're basically putting events out there for people, if it's the right fit for people, to come play and compete and win.
And you have the leaderboard king, the scoring. It's live hole by hole scoring, which I think is
exciting.
A nice,
I mean, literally, anybody can log on leaderboard king, and they can actually see the live scoring of hole to hole. So not even just like after nine holes, after every hole the group enters their score. It's a piece of cake. It's like putting your score down on the scorecard, but you're just putting it on your phone, and then everybody has access to see what's happening that day. So leaderboard kings have been an exciting thing for us, and we like the partnership. And this will be a great thing for a few months, see how it goes, see if we can get some traction. And then, you know, maybe in the fall time when more pros are around Northern Florida, you know, they'll join in. And who knows, we might have 50, 60, 70 players. And we would love to get ladies involved, too, to compete as well.
You also have the Len Matisse Foundation. I know you've raised $500,000 for Jacksonville Charities, with a lot of it going to the First Tee of Jacksonville. So you've been busy, Len. You're doing good work.
Yeah, we love the First Tee. It's a great fit. You know, I mean, I remember my brothers and I playing it, like, you know, we were 11, 12, 13 years old. And the First Tee facilities are places for access for juniors that wouldn't normally have access. And the kids are good. They're really good. So we have monthly events for the for those First Tee kids. We connect the First Tee kids with members at other clubs. So we do nine-hole events. These kids come and play. Can you imagine them coming to play like at a TPC River Highlands? They come play with members, and then, you know, they all compete together on teams, and then friendships evolve. first tee kids, meet quality people in the community, and we raise money all along doing that. So that's been something we've been doing for a year and a half, just that program, and we've raised over $30,000 just in 9-hole events. So we're really proud of what we're doing here in Jacksonville.
It's all good, Len Matisse. Continued success. Thanks so much for talking golf with us.
Thank you, Ann, and love to hear your stuff, and keep up the great work.
Hope to see you down in the Sunshine State.